It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Beth Mitchell. She is the Director of External Relations for the Natural History Museum of Utah. And we're going to talk for a moment about the museum itself. That sounds very fascinating. A lot of great, cool things in there. But they have a really great program called Explorer Corps. And it's even tied in a little bit here in Carbon County, and we're going to talk about that as well. Beth, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk for a moment about the Natural History Museum of Utah. Like, where are you guys located? And what are some of the things that you have that, you know, sort of hang your hat on there when people come to visit?
Well, we are located on the University of Utah campus, up sort of in the foothills to the east, in the Rio Tinto Center, which we have been in since 2011. And the museum itself was established in 1963. But now we have, in this building, 10 permanent exhibitions, and we take care of and are stewards of almost 2 million objects from around the state of Utah, covering all of the ologies, biology, vertebrate zoology, paleontology, and the list goes on.
And it's one of those things that I think that sometimes we always, when we're young, we're fascinated with museums. It's always a cool place to go. But I think sometimes when we get a little older, we don't go as much. Does that make sense? And I think it's one of those things that when you go even older, it just makes more sense to you, doesn't it?
I think that's right. I think that actually museums, you know, sort of have something for all ages. And even as you grow and evolve as a person in your knowledge and in your thinking, there continues to be something to be said for even things that you've seen before. I know, you know, having worked here over 4 years, I'm still learning new things all the time. And the other fun thing is that we always have changing special exhibitions in our special exhibit gallery. And so, you know, twice a year or so, we will have an entirely new exhibit that always lends something new to repeat visitors and members.
All right. So one thing that you guys are doing, and we're going to talk about it right now, what is the Natural History Museum of Utah Explorer Corps program?
Well, Explorer Corps is this statewide road trip adventure that we kicked off in 2021, and it offers 29 different destinations, one in each county, that mark a spot of natural or cultural history significance in that county. And so these are off the beaten path, usually. They are not national parks, although some are state parks. And the cool thing about this is not only do you have these itineraries to travel around and find these markers, but using a passport booklet or the NHMU Explorer Corps app, which is brand new, you can find directions to the markers, you can create itineraries, and you can check in that you visited these markers and earn rewards.
And the cool thing about it is you know, when my kids were growing up and we went around to and took them to national parks and stuff like that, they had those passports that we always, and still to this day, if we go, we take our passports with us. And it's so cool that now you can carry this around on your phone.
Yes, exactly. We wanted to kind of give people a chance to, you know, have a technology that they're very comfortable with and really fine-tune the app so that it is easy to use. It gives, you know, these directions, it gives a really nice amount, not overwhelming, of insight about the location itself, and allows you to, you know, check in. And as a user, you can sort of track your progress to 29.
All right. So let's say I want to take part in this. I want to go out and have some fun. What do I need to do?
So what you need to do, the best thing, is to download the NHMU, Natural History Museum of Utah acronym, NHMU Explorer Corps. If you search that in the App Store, iOS or Android, and download the app, it will basically tell you everything you need to know. You can also, at some participating libraries and also on our website, you can download a passport if you would prefer, you know, you have children with you and you want to create like a paper passport. We have that available as well. And then once you do that, you can, you know, go out and capture these marker visits and learn a few things, make a day of it. It's fun to do itineraries where you hit a couple markers in a day. And then, you know, within the app, we have access to the back end and can figure out where you've been and are learning about how people have used the app, what they're finding at the markers, and really getting some great stories. And we will ship rewards at the end of this summer.
So do you get more rewards for more places that you go? Like if you hit every single one, are you going to get something pretty sweet?
Yeah, you are. We have a number of different prizes at different levels. And, you know, if you make it to that, you know, illustrious 29 group, we have a special 29ers prize.
All right. So let's talk about a little bit more about your sweepstakes program.
Oh, yes. This I am so excited to share because I think people, you know, are skeptical of something that seems to have no catch, but there is really no catch. So the Ultimate Utah Road Trip Sweepstakes is, thanks to our friends at Kellville Vans, a enter to win. We will not email you. There is no participation necessary. And all you need to be is over 25, which is the legal threshold to rent a car, and you get entered in for a chance to win one of two free week-long rentals in a state-of-the-art RV. And they've got a bunch to choose from, so you can sort of choose your own adventure depending on, like, the trips you want to take and the amount of people in your party. But it is super easy. If you go to our website and you follow the sweepstakes link, you just quick sign up, and then we will do the drawing right after Labor Day.
All right. So, is that the best way to kind of keep updated on everything as well?
Yes, that is a great way. And also, you know, if you follow at NHMU on Instagram and you like Natural History Museum of Utah on Facebook, you can also participate in weekly giveaways from Utah-based companies, and you can post your adventures, and you can also keep abreast of all of the different opportunities for giveaways and the sweepstakes and all things Explorer Corps.
All right, so now we've got all things Explorer Corps in our head. We've got the app on our phone, or we've got our map that's printed out. And right here in Carbon County, where can we go? Where is the marker? Where do we need to go?
Well, the marker for Carbon County is at Nine Mile Canyon, near the trailhead near Nine Mile Ranch. And so that is right where you could start to sort of check in on that marker and get the local one checked off. And I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of information about Nine Mile Canyon out there, but just for visitors who might not know, Nine Mile Canyon is actually 45 miles long. And it's the largest concentration of rock art in North America, which is really, really amazing. And so, you know, fossils like lizard skin impressions have been found on the rocks here. So there's just a lot of natural history built in and around that location.
And that one is, you know, a lot of people go from our area. That's the great thing about it is I know a lot of people from our area frequent that, but it's also one of our main tourism attractions here in Carbon County. And if they want to learn more about it, what do they need to do? Is there a place they can go to find out?
Well, we have links on our website, and if you get close to the marker itself, there's some information about it in the app itself, and then you can sort of dig deeper, and we have more natural history information, and then I'm sure you know, there are other groups that are real experts on that, on Nine Mile Canyon. But it's just northeast of Price on Nine Mile Canyon Road.
So go check that out. And if you want to see all of them, just go to the website and kind of follow everything, and it'll give you a rundown of everything there or on the app as well.
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right. So this has been a lot of fun. Get out, have some fun doing this. It's a great way to get out and see kind of the area, learn more about where we live and some of the things that are attached to it. And Beth, I really appreciate you taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much, Dave. I hope everyone gets back out there, and we'll see you on the road.
All right. We've been speaking once again with Beth Mitchell, Director of External Relations for the Natural History Museum of Utah, all about the Explorer Corps program. And if you need more information, you can always check out their website. Beth, as always, thank you once again, and we'll do this again. This was fun. Thank you for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Dave. Bye.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.